Good morning. Today is Saturday, May 22nd, 2021. I am Carl James of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Late last night, Indiana baseball head coach Jeff Mercer took questions from the media after Indiana's 8-5 loss to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The loss came after an injury to pitcher Tommy Summer and strong performances out of the Hoosier bullpen and hitters, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Nebraska bats and their bullpen.
Hey, Jeff, can you explain what went on there with Tommy today and what it was before the game and what happened during it?
Yeah, Tommy was fine all week, said he felt fine. Justin said he threw probably his best bullpen of the year prior to the game, said he felt good. I kind of saw him earlier in that inning, kind of like he walked a guy or so and kind of holding his finger and looking down at his hand. And I told Justin, we need to get somebody up. So we started getting Tucker up. That's when I walked out and talked to Danny, the home plate umpire. He's a really good umpire. And walked out and said, hey, we got a guy that's had a blister issue or a split fingernail issue in the past. Can I go check on him? Walked out. Tommy said the finger was bothering him. And I said, can you go? He said, yeah, I can go. I said, are you sure you can do this? Do you feel okay? He said, it hurts, but I think I can get through this. And I said, okay, let's try one more guy. We'll kind of go batter to batter. And obviously being, I think, was the third inning at that point. And you kind of try to – you don't want to go to the pen unless you absolutely have to. And he goes 2-0, and the guy homers a 2-0 fastball. And we had to get him out of the ballgame. So he tried to go through it, but it wasn't like one of those things where he was – battling all week through it or bothered him all week. It didn't bother him in the bullpen. He threw a great pin, said he felt good. Obviously, we wouldn't have – not obviously as in – I'm saying from our standpoint, we wouldn't have put him in there if we didn't feel like he was good to go. It was an unfortunate situation, a bit uncontrollable, and just got away from us before we could really get it out of there.
Did that nail split again or anything like that, or was it just numb?
More like the blister underneath. His finger just cracked. You could kind of see it. They had put some glue on it, kind of tried to hold it all in place, and the thing, you could just see his finger just cracked. The blister had split open, and the finger was okay. It was just like the skin underneath.
Carl, then Aaron.
Coach, you mentioned a few weeks ago, we talked a bit about Grant Richardson's progression against left-handed pitching. He seems to have taken that even farther today. What are you seeing with that?
Well, we talked a lot with Grant. You know, Grant's kind of gone through some swing stuff where he was kind of overstriding and maybe overloading and overstriding, kind of trying really hard to generate some force and get on fastball timing, and just got some length in there. And he's really worked hard on shortening that thing up, shortening his stride up, and that's been good. And then for lefties, when they face lefties, they kind of get inverse as to what you want, where they get on the bottom of fastballs and the top of breaking balls. And you kind of see that progression with a lot of lefties, especially guys that hit in the middle of the order, where they're going to see a ton of off-speed pitches. They're going to have to hit them, guys that have some juice. And so for him, the big thing is for him to be able to get on top of a fastball and then get his eyes to the bottom of a breaking ball, and preferably on a lefty, the inside bottom of it. And so I've spent a lot of time on it, a lot of time on the spin ball machine, a lot of time in the cages, and just working to get his eyes flipped, to flatten a fastball and get to the bottom of a breaking ball. And he's done a nice job. He's grown through it and did it tonight. So it was great to see his progression, and he did a really good job tonight against one of, if not the best arm in the league, and did a really nice job.
Aaron and then Dustin.
Coach, do you still have complete confidence in Tommy as your Friday starter? He's obviously struggled a little bit lately, probably because of the fingernail, but I just wanted to see if that situation, if you still have complete confidence in his abilities, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I have confidence in his abilities. The question is going to be, is he healthy? And so we'll have to go back this week and kind of see how he's feeling and where he's at. You know, obviously tonight being a setback, we'll have to reevaluate as we go into this coming week. But as far as Tommy's ability and Tommy's composure, we have great confidence in Tommy. It's just going to be a matter of health or not.
Dustin and then John. You're muted, Dustin.
Sorry about that. My bad. You obviously guys were able to get Povich out of there after four. Just what do you think just their bullpen did to keep you guys from really sort of capitalizing on that?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I thought we played terrific offensively. We were really competitive. I'm trying to think. The first guy they went to, we saw him a couple of weeks ago. He walked a few guys, a sinker, changeup, slider. He's one of their mid-inning guys. But just the complete polar opposite of what Povich is, where Povich is the crossfire with a little bit of tilt to the fastball. And the first righty comes in and is a ton of, you know, he's not Gabe Bierman, but Bierman-esque, where he's got three pitches and sinks it, the complete opposite profile. And by the time you get one time to the lineup, we had an inning there where we really had a chance and we weren't able to capitalize. You know, first and third, nobody out, and we weren't able to push her on across. Then the big lefty comes in and there's two different breaking balls. Fastball was good. He's their guy. I think he's got a sub two ERA and 35 strikeouts and 14 walks, I think, in 15 or 20 innings. So he's one of their kind of their main guys and did a really good job. And then you kind of get a feel for him and you score a run and you know, Richardson triples. Then they go to Schwellenbach, who's you know, mid to upper 90s with a playable slider. And they just did a good job. They threw all their best guys and stacked them up and pitched their tails off. And, you know, we worked really hard to prepare for Povich. He kind of put it to us a little bit 2 weeks ago, and we did a really good job. I mean, I want to win every game, and obviously we all do. I just want to play the way that we're capable of playing. I want to compete the way that we should compete. I want to represent the university the right way in this program, and we did that. I was really pleased overall. You know, I had a fluke thing with Tommy, but outside of that, man, Grant Richardson was terrific on the mound. We took care of the ball. Played good defense. You know, that's a really dynamic offense that runs a ton and they're going to bunt in your face. And we were in the right spots. Our shifts worked. I thought outside of the kind of the freak thing with Tommy, I really, and I'm not just saying this because you guys see me all the time. I thought maybe our best game played or one of our best games played of the season. I was really happy. And the way the offense competed all the way through was terrific. They threw good arms and they got them out of there before, you know, you really get a chance to get a feel for it and put a crooked number up.
John?
Grant Machachi, you mentioned him there. Obviously a guy who was a little bit more of a position player before. Now he's been working in relief. I mean, how much of a find has he been in terms of the way he's been able to pitch for you guys this season?
Yeah, we always had a great belief in Grant's ability to pitch. He came here as a primary pitcher, and then we just didn't have depth in the middle of the infield, and he ended up kind of finding his way into the lineup last year at second base and played some shortstop earlier, and you know, kind of as Tank kind of came along, and we could get Grant out of there and use him more as a relief guy. And honestly, as the weather's warmed up and he's felt better, the velocity's been really good. I mean, he's 89, 91, changeup's good, slider's good, and he's been huge. He's been great for us. Nobody has a scouting report necessarily on him, and so he's been a real shot in the arm out of the pen for us. And he's an incredible competitor, a great kid, and can, you know, you look at the way he manages the run game. He's a 1-0 to a 1-1 of the plate. Picks on his own, even can get off the mound and field the bond. He's been great. We thought he would be, you know, coming in the preseason, you know, the velo was 85, 87. And we all know he's been higher than that, but as it's warmed up and as he's gotten his legs under, the velo's really spiked and done a really good job for us. And we'll continue to go to him when we can.
Last one goes to Aaron.
Coach, I know you lost tonight, but I don't know if this is the right term, but lose the battle, win the war. Even though you lost, Nebraska's got to play two tomorrow. You forced them to go to bunts tonight. How big was it, as you said, that you basically now they have to play two, you know, you only have to play one, and you forced them into that bullpen, you know, to render them, you know, at a disadvantage tomorrow, despite the loss?
Sure. I think you're right. You certainly would prefer to have won tonight, but just like when we were at Rutgers and we had the doubleheader and it was really stacked up, you know, and it was tough. Now they have to go through that. We have to come out and play well tomorrow. But I was really pleased with the way that we played tonight overall, and the way that we that was the team that I've seen before and I've waited to see again, and I was just really happy with it. And we have a tough road ahead of us, and so do they. We forced them to go to the pen. They forced us to go to the pen. And now it's going to be up for grabs for the weekend. We just got to keep fighting like crazy and keep pushing through it. But as far as the expectation of how you're supposed to play when you play at Indiana, we played that expectation tonight, and I was really proud of them.